Fact or myth? Is there any issue with pouring liquids backwards? We were by a simcha the other day, sent in a questioner. And as I was pouring drinks for people, I had the good luck of reaching the table which contains the holy babies of the simcha. And as I was pouring the drinks for people there, I ended up pouring backwards into one of the cups, using the back of my hand, and received an immediate scolding from one of the babies seated, that it's a big ayin hara to do so, as it's similar to dead people and mourners, and therefore I should spill out the drink and pour it again the right way. While many on the table grinned and smiled at what happened, thinking it was humorous, they took it very seriously, and I of course followed through with what the babies instructed. So now that we've introduced the scenario, let us tackle the question. Is there any truth to the myth, or perhaps fact, that you're not allowed to pour liquids backwards, and that if you do, it's somehow an ayin hara for death? In this lesson, as follows our fact or myth lessons, we will review A, the custom, B, if it has a source, C, if it has a reason, D, any halachic pushbacks towards it, and of course, a practical directive of whether or not it should be followed. So while, as we stated, in the name of the holy babi, there are many individuals amongst the Jewish populace and beyond that are accustomed not to pour liquids backwards. However, one problem, there is no known source for this custom in any Jewish literature. It's not recorded even amongst the writings of the Achronim, who list hundreds of hazards and customs of such nature, hence implying not only that it does not have a source, but that furthermore was also not very widespread, as they usually record even unsourced customs that have become minhag. It's not like the poskim don't discuss restrictions relating to liquids that are based on esoteric and ayin hara related matters. They do, such as that you should spill some water before drinking, which many follow, or that if someone dies in the neighborhood, then you should spill out all the water in the house. However, no mention is ever made of this custom of not pouring backwards. Now let's analyze if this custom has a reason. So the acclaimed reason for this custom is, as we stated in the name of the holy babi, that it is done to avoid imitating the actions that are done to a corpse or a mourner due to perceived ayin hara. Ayin hara is a big thing in Judaism and does have a source in the Talmud. And although the exact cases that you're legally obligated to suspect for ayin hara are very limited, it does open up a broader umbrella for people to be stringent on perceived ayin haras that are not recorded anywhere. However, here we face one problem. Just as there's no record of the custom in Jewish literature, so too there's no record of its reason. We do not find any such custom recorded regarding a corpse, regarding pouring backwards. Throughout the preparation process for burial, known as the Tara, many details are recorded in Svarim, which are based on esoteric reasons rather than the Talmud and codifiers, although nowhere do we find mention such a concept of pouring water backwards regarding the corpse. Likewise, we also do not find recorded anywhere that a mourner during Shiva is to have his drinks poured backwards. And hence, just as the custom doesn't have a source, its reason also does not have a source. Now, it is true that there are some Chevra Kadishas that are accustomed by the last pouring of the Tara to pour backwards onto the corpse. This itself has no source, as we mentioned, and as well, many communities are not accustomed to do this. Accordingly, it remains unclear as to the basis of the above custom and as to how it was started or why, as in truth, there is no source at all to relate it to customs of the dead. So now that we've negated sources for the custom or its reasons, practically, are there any halachic issues with still deciding to abide by the custom because that is your babi's minhag? So as we have reviewed in many previous lessons, there is a general debate in the Paiskin regarding the parameters of the prohibition of Darki Amairi and Leisa Nachish and to when it applies. Simply speaking, it applies to all actions or superstitions that a person does that doesn't have any basis, reason, or logic. And therefore, any custom that does not have any basis in Torah and does not have any reason or logic behind it in science or medicine or psychology would seemingly fall under this prohibition. However, not everyone agrees to this simplistic approach. Some say that to be included in Darki Amairi, it must be listed as part of the Darki Amairi actions that are written in the Talmud. This is aside from the fact that in this case, the reason for this tradition, although it doesn't have a source, is because of reasons of ayin hara. And just because your reason of ayin hara is false doesn't make it Darki Amairi. that's not being done due to reasons of idolatry or promiscuity, but simply due to a mistaken custom. Furthermore, regarding the issue of Leisa Nachish, which is a general prohibition against superstition, some Rishayim rule that it only applies if you verbalize a superstition, but not if you simply keep it. Meaning, avoid pouring backwards if you want, just don't say, if you pour backwards, then you're going to end up dead in a day. That would be a biblical prohibition of Leisa Nachish. Aside from the fact that a person should never involve himself with negative talk and curses, even when sourced and written in the Torah. However, to follow the superstition and simply not pour backwards would not transgress Leisa Nachish. And in fact, we find in the Talmud Yerushalmi, in the Sefer Chassidim and other sources, that it's proper for one to suspect for superstitions of the world, even though they don't have a source. As something which people believe to have a danger, that then it has a danger due to that worry itself. So writes the Sefer Chassidim in 261. Practically, based on all this information, one who does not have such a tradition against pouring backwards, his babis were not of this type, or at least he never heard from them anything, should not adapt to it due to the above halachic issues surrounding it. Nonetheless, those who receive such a tradition may continue to do so in the spirit of Minhag Yisrael Tairihi, following the acclaimed ruling of the Rashba that the minhag of woman is holy and is to be abided, and hence they do not have to be discouraged from doing so, although should be careful never to actually verbalize the Ayin Hara. And also, they do not need to scold anyone for not doing their minhag, as we said before, there is no obligation. On the contrary, there is even a question as to whether one may take it upon himself. Regarding the issue of Baal Tashchis that resulted in the above story of our questioner, we would humbly suggest for him to bring the cup of liquid to a side room and drink it, or give to someone else to drink, and if no one wants to drink it, then he may spill it out.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.